Did you find it worked well to have three separate half days and a full day?
Yeah, I thought it was excellent because you had a week in between each session to try out how things were, and we had to keep a food diary and write down the carbohydrates of the food we ate and then the insulin we took and whether or not we had to take a correction dose. So you had a whole week's kind of information to look at the following week with the tutors, which was really good. And you could see what was working for you and for others, because we all looked at each other's as well, and you know what mistakes were made by us, and things like that. And it also brought to home to me things that I had always known through my own experience, but which had never been recognised by anyone in the medical profession before. And I found that, well, it gave me a lot more trust in the two people who were running the course than I've ever had for medical profession, to be honest. Because usually if it's not been proven scientifically, then what you know through your own experience is just, they don't treat it as valid knowledge at all. I've always known that stress affects my diabetes, always known that. And I've always been told up until recently that that's just rubbish. Now I understand why it affects it now, but the course also, we had this little board that had, I don't know, because again it was a bit of a sight thing for me, but it was a very visual way of understanding how diabetes and the hormones and, you know, what was happening and how things, cells were unlocked and all this kind of stuff. But it was a very easy way of understanding diabetes and the different impacts of alcohol on diabetes, on stress, etc. I thought it was a very good course.
You said it was a revolution for you, almost reversing what you'd known before. Was that true for the other people on the course?
I think particularly for one of the other women who had it for a very long time. There was a younger woman who hadn't had it quite as long. I don't think it was particularly for her. And I think her understanding of diabetes was quite different from ours. I think for me it was really things that you've just been told as a child, but never, no explanation, but there's just been sort of drummed into you what you must and mustn't do. Those sort of things. It was very difficult not, you know, if I didn't want to have lunch, not to eat lunch. It was, I still find it, I mean, I couldn't not eat lunch because you have to eat lunch. And it's still very difficult, that kind of not worrying that, you know, normally I must have it by a certain time, and not worrying about it.